Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
Well, I'd like to start the Before the Show Show by taking things that were highly disappointing for 100, Alex. If you were an established group now, and I'm looking at you, Maroon 5, and I'm looking at you, Imagine Dragons, would you ever do another halftime show in the from now on? If I was a reasonably established group, I'd be like, no way. I'm not doing your halftime show. Yeah, no good comes of it.
Damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
You got to measure whether the additional record sales and downloads
Record sales.
Yeah, well, because I was in Target. Right, no, I was in Target. They still sell CDs. Whether that's worth...
Well, that makes it cool. Could you tell I was measuring in my head whether I was going to come back with that or not? But in any event, you're right, though. Is it worth the additional sales?
Or compared to the humiliation you're going to receive from trolls on Twitter?
The number of people that have wanted to make Maroon 5 playing the halftime show at the Super Bowl and take that and make that political is insane.
Oh, yeah.
And it's honestly, if I'm Adam Levine, I go, is he the one that's buying Ben Affleck's place? Isn't he the one that's buying Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner's place?
So.
Yeah. I'm buying a $32 million house. Pound sand. I don't need this. It's an ego play. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, yeah.
Right.
If you're buying a $32 million house, you don't need to go play the Super Bowl, oh, by the way, for free.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I watched the halftime show last night. I didn't notice it being that bad. I know he missed some notes.
All I know
is he had a sinus infection, and then Lil Wayne was dressed up like a.
Did he have a sign around his neck though? Did what's his name? Reynolds? Dan Reynolds? Did he have a sign around his neck that said, "Pardon me, I have a sinus infection"? Because otherwise nobody knows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No. Yeah.
No, all I heard. I didn't watch it. Because I knew it was going to be just like all the rest of, you know, potentially lip-synced, you know, definitely to some sort of track. Did they not pre-record this? I'd heard they were pre-recording it.
I have no idea. All I know is if Randy Jackson was there, he'd be like, little pitchy dog, little pitchy. Through the entire thing, I didn't like 1 second of it. The Lil Wayne thing was weird. Like, I thought he was so random. Whoever paired them together, that was strange. The whole thing was bad for me.
I'm glad you jumped in on this, because then more disappointing for you. The college football national championship halftime show starring Imagine Dragons and Lil Wayne. I think that was the official title. Or the Bachelor premiere.
What was more disappointing?
Which was more disappointing.
I got to give it to the Bachelor premiere. A little more disappointing. Mainly because the Bachelor premiere was 3 hours long and the actual episode itself was maybe 40 minutes.
Like, out of those 3 hours, there was only 40 minutes of Bachelor?
Yeah. Because
what did they do with the rest of it?
The first hour, they were cutting. Chris was hosting the viewing party. Chris Harrison was hosting the viewing party from L.A. And then they had a bunch of former Bachelor contestants and Bachelorettes and everything across the country. And they were hosting parties as well. It was kind of cool. They did a Chris Harrison tribute during it, which was really nice. And
Why?
Then Chris Harrison's mom
Why?
Did a pop in at one of the just because he's been with Bachelor for 17 seasons, and they just did that. It was a very sweet thing, and they had his mom on. I don't know.
No. Help me with this. There's got to be more than that. 17 seasons. We're doing it. Don't you do a Chris Harrison tribute on 10 seasons?
You would think
or
so.
20 seasons, and I like Chris. I hung out with him for a solid 38 seconds when I did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. No, he seems to be a nice guy. He seems to be a good guy.
There was no reason. Like, it was so random. It was sweet, but it was so random.
Well, Jess, did you watch?
I didn't watch, no, but I read.
You were giving the knowing nod. Like, mm-hmm. yes, this was all strange.
But
I
it was the first hour, it was nothing but that. They were cutting around and like a couple of the former Bachelor in Paradise contestants were in a hot tub in the back lot area and people could go sit in the hot tub. But it was just really strange. And I'm like, dude, I don't have 3 hours to spend sitting here watching this. It's not the college football national playoff, like, where I have time dedicated. Like, you need to cut this down to 2 hours and just do the main show. That was very irritating for me. I'm like, if you're going to do this, I don't want to sit here and watch it. So, Bachelor, shame on you.
Well, she has spoken.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's the control of the operating system thing is a touch screen. I couldn't reach it. I was in my chair. And my chair's got, it's got wheels on it. And I couldn't get it. I couldn't get any traction.
The wheels
and I'm
move.
Literally, I'm like half an inch. I'm like, what? I can't.
Yeah.
I apologize. I apologize for that. I also apologize for Spence wearing this jacket again.
Yeah.
In a blatant attempt at attention. And
no,
I refuse.
No, no, no.
And this is why I'm only doing this at 5:40.
Not no, during you know the what? Show, because before the show doesn't count.
Before the show does not get. In fact, I can't even look at you right now.
I got to tell you something right now, and you're going to apologize after this statement.
Not.
I have worn this coat the last two games,
not.
And we have won. And you know, as being a guy that played baseball back in the day, you don't F with a winning streak. So I'm going to wear this jacket on game day until they drop one, and then you won't have to see it again.
Well, no, they're going to lose. You know why? Because Imagine Dragons was sung yesterday.
Oh,
now they're going to lose. You've heard about that. Just to pile on to Imagine Dragons, everything was going just fine until the Golden Knights came home during the Stanley Cup Finals, and Imagine Dragons sang the anthem, and then that was it. So... I hate it when you bring logic that I can't get out of.
Can't F with a winning streak.
I also can't look at you.
It is the worst jacket ever.
The season ticket holders got a chance to buy. You bought that, right?
Yeah, we got one free, and then the rest of us, because there's four of us that share season tickets, so the other boys could buy one.
If you had four season, you got one free for just your package?
Yeah, they give like, I think season ticket holders get like a magic box every year that's got different kind of fancy
so there's more than one of those sweet jackets out there.
Yeah, I believe there's
yes,
our old boss Cat Thomas has one, so there's a version of this.
I want to see that
in a 3X.
That's unkind.
Well, I just mean there's a lot of gold.
That's unkind.
I saw so many, like the first day that he brought this jacket in, I'm like, no one's actually buying those. I saw a lot of them, like the grocery stores and everything. I go, I'm not.
That's because you can buy them there. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They'll give you an idea about that. When they say, hey, show up at the game, you have a souvenir jacket. And it's like, and it's weird plastic, like rejected plastic from trash bags.
Mm-hmm.
And usually there's some plumbing company logo on it.
Yeah.
Because they're nice.
Yep.
Like minor league baseball.
Right
jacket.
Across so the funny. Back, like it's your name.
Yeah. But I brought a sweatshirt underneath, so I will remove the jacket during the show as to not distract.
Well, that's a little late for that. So you're saying you're going to wear that jacket on game day till they lose?
Yeah, until we drop one, I have to wear it on game day.
Never rooted for the Golden Knights to lose before.
You know how this is. Some guy didn't wear his Bears lucky socks on game day, and now Chicago lost, and that dude is bearing the responsibility.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Howdy, friends.
Hello.
Is it time for another vacation yet?
Fingers crossed.
So is it the same for you guys too? And I know I've asked this question over the years. Isn't the second day harder than the first?
Always.
The first day you're excited, and we came back to work last week, but then we had a weekend, you know, shortly after that. So whatever. For me, the second day is always harder than the first.
Definitely.
First day you're kind of pumped up.
You're excited.
A little nervous energy. You got all that worry. The second day you're like, ugh, yeah. You're just right back into it. You're right back into the, you know. I was talking to one of the other. One of their morning shows in the building who did take last week off.
Okay.
We took more time on the front end.
Yeah.
You know, around Christmas-ish. And then they took more time on the back end.
Yep.
Because we came back to work last week. A lot of people just went back yesterday. And they're like, yeah, so how was it? I'm like, yeah, I'm already burnt out again. and they looked at me like it was possible. Really? No. Are you nuts? Are you kidding? This is awesome. It's great. We've already got the... I said, wasn't today awkward and weird? And they were like, yeah, it really was. I'm like, we got that out of the way last week.
Exactly.
It's all the awkward and weird is already out of the way. So Bachelor last night, you weren't crazy about it?
I was not a big fan. They did a 3-hour premiere, which is not... they've done that before, but it was the first hour. They just went around from 8 to 9 o'clock. They just went around the country and they had a bunch of viewing parties all over the place. And a bunch of former Bachelor and Bachelorettes went to these parties and hosted them. But it was awkward. And I'm like, dude, I just want to get to the show. Some of us want to go to bed before 11 o'clock at night. Come on.
Isn't it? So was the idea to be like, hey, look how popular we are. And the Bachelors and Bachelorettes, they're just like you.
Yeah.
They're regular people.
Exactly.
Is that what it was?
Basically, and they wanted to bring in people that were like hardcore fans, and the best way to do that. I think you won a bunch of these parties too, because it was like at people's houses in certain places.
Got it.
I think you like won parties. And
so that wasn't exactly clear?
No.
See, you know what? You know what that is for me? CES. CES starts today, officially.
Yep.
I don't understand CES. So, it's nearly impossible to get passes?
Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
Is that the way I've understood it? Is that it's really hard to get passes?
Yes.
Then why are there so many freaking people here?
I don't know.
Why are there so many people? Like, literally, and you know, if you watch the news at all or you read anything, you know, they tell you, stay away from the convention center for the rest of the week. Don't go near there, especially in the morning or in the afternoon or in the middle of the day or any other time. You know what I mean? It's like, and I'm like, I'm not even going down there and it gives me anxiety. Yeah. Like, and then I had a buddy who was coming into town and goes, I'll get you passes. And I'm thinking, no.
I don't want to.
You're
really not selling this for me.
I don't want to. I truly, because over the holidays, we went to the Gaga opening night of that. And we went to Bruno Mars on New Year's Eve. And I have gotten a weird attitude about going to stuff because for whatever reason, I think getting in and out of the situation is going to be a giant pain in the neck. So I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Here's what I mostly don't want. I don't want to sit in the parking garage or wherever I have parked my car.
Yeah.
On the way out.
Oh. I don't want to sit there for 45 minutes. And I have that in my head that it's going to be a horrible experience. It's really not that bad. It's not that big a deal. Yeah. And by the way, neither the Gaga nor the Bruno, we were right out.
Right.
Yeah. New Year's Eve in Las Vegas, right out. So, but I've got this idea of CES that even if I knew how to get passes, I don't want to go because they tell you, don't go near the convention center. I'm like, I don't want to.
You have to gauge your want there. Like, my boyfriend really wants to go to CES, but he's a TV nerd. So he likes to go to CES to see all, like, the new TVs they're coming out with. Like, what's the new hot tech?
So he gets passes.
No. I refuse.
He wants to go.
He wants to go. And we have friends that go, but they're like, well, I can't get you into the last day because there's a lot of people that want, like, the, yeah, it's a huge
thing. What's the big freaking deal?
It's just
we can't let you in. It's a big secret. But every TV station on the planet is there.
Yeah. Hmm. And it's the biggest thing. And the all the new technology stuff.
Yeah.
And everybody from out of town, from the Silicon Valley, everybody from the Silicon Valley is here.
Oh, no. For whatever reason, every year I need to go to Seattle on this weekend.
Oh, geez, Seattle.
And do you know what? Trying to get a flight from Las Vegas to Nerdland, USA.
And when Nerdland comes here, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, because every it's here in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, it's Seattle in Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
So you know what trying to get a flight to Seattle on Friday is? I have, like, the last row. You're actually sitting in the bathroom until somebody comes in. And you're sitting in. And then, yeah, and somebody comes in. Okay, you have to get out of your seat.
Yeah.
That's the flight. That's the seat I got to fly to Seattle on Friday. It's insane. All right. First pick, though, really great prizes. Mariah Carey tickets, WWE Royal Rumble. You get yourself to Phoenix. We'll take care of the tickets. I was going to say, we'll take care of the rest. No. We'll take care of the tickets. You take care of the rest. Magic, but still, to get tickets
That's
for Royal
awesome.
Rumble for free. Awesome. Magic Mike Live and Dino Expedition. tickets. Okay. All of that. First pick coming up next for Ariana Grande. 98.5 KLUC. Chet Buchanan Show. Hey, everybody.
With the first pick.
First pick. First pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
All I could think of last night was thank God we did not talk Nancy O'Dell from Entertainment Tonight into trying to go to that game.
Yeah.
The College Football National Championship. She's got an honorary degree from Clemson, and she's from South Carolina. And she was, we spent most of our time, we were supposed to be talking about Golden Globes yesterday. We spent most of our time trying to plot and scheme on how we could get her from L.A. to Santa Clara for the College Football National Championship. She told us that she had also plotted and schemed. And the best she could come up with, she was like, the best I can do is I might make it by halftime. Well, that game was over by halftime.
Yeah, it was.
Alabama got smoked. And I'm not usually a guy who roots against other teams. I took a little joy in that.
Yeah, I did too.
And then I realized, and then I kind of shifted my gaze to Clemson and went, I don't think I like you too much anymore either.
Oh, no. I will always root if there's an ACC team in the national championship. I will always root for them because my beloved Florida State Seminoles are in the ACC.
No, got it. All those teams from the South, you can pound sand. I'm so tired. I am so tired of hearing how great college football teams from the South
are. The last four national championships have involved Clemson, Alabama, or Georgia.
Right.
And that's it.
Oh, I don't care if it's true. I'm just tired of hearing about it. I understand. It's true. For Alabama fans, that was probably awful last night. Yeah. Obviously, Chicago. Chicago is still reeling from Sunday. With
8 their million, 10 million, 25 million. Happy. I don't know how much Cody Parkey's getting paid.
It's 14, but whatever.
Sucker from South Florida can't make a tick for his life.
Yeah, we get it. What was your worst sports moment? We've gone over this a couple of times, but this is a good time to bring that back up. Alabama fans, that's last night, which was their worst in a long time.
Yeah.
Chicago Bears fans, for all the crap that you've had to take for how many years since Jim McMahon and the Super Bowl shuffle, how many years? And then finally, something good in your life happens and you get.
Do you need? How many missed kicks is Tony Parkey gonna hit this year?
11. It's 11, isn't it?
11!
It's okay, thank you. I thought it was 11.
Oh, my God.
I was pretty... Is 11?
11!
Okay, I thought so. One more time. Is it 11?
That's how many!
Okay, I got you. What was your worst sports moment?
Oh, my God. I was... my sophomore year of college, we're doing an exhibition with cheerleading, and I went to go do a back tuck and then bailed on it and broke my arm. But we were like literally we were 5 seconds in the routine. These things are 2.5 minutes. We are 5 seconds in the routine. And I dislocated my arm and I'm like, so I'm running around the mat doing one-handed cheerleading the rest of the time.
So yours or my thought was more as a fan. What was your worst sports moment? But I get that.
Sorry.
But as a fan, you know, I mean, Cody Parkey,
11!
And I know what yours is.
Yes.
It's got to be the not giving the ball to Marshawn in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I thought about it. It took me about 10 seconds. Yeah. There's a story that goes with that. We'll tell it next. Mariah tickets, Royal Rumble tickets, Magic Mike tickets, Dino Expedition tickets, 702-364-9898. You don't got to be a dude to play this one. Girls like sports.
Of course.
Girls watch
sports. I love
sports. My wife will tell you it was, I'm pretty sure, my wife will tell you it was when the Seahawks broke Tony Romo's back.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah, for some folks, if you were an Alabama football fan last night, probably was right up there for you.
Yeah.
I don't know what else. Bama's had pretty good luck.
Yeah.
I don't know what else it would be. But, you know, for those guys, it was so funny. Post-game show last night, we don't watch much of the game. I kept getting notifications and, saying that Alabama's getting their butts kicked and I don't care. Also, do not care.
Yeah.
You start talking about football teams in the South to me, and I'm like, but on behalf of our new best friend, Nancy O'Dell, I was kind of glad that Clemson was winning.
Yes.
And Alabama needs to get knocked down a peg. And after that last night in the postgame show, they're just ripping Alabama's coach Nick Saban, who, by the way, makes more money than anybody else. He's disliked by a lot of folks.
He rubs some people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they're pounding him on ESPN. They're like, we don't know why they went for it on fourth down in their own territory and this and that. There were some really curious decisions made by Nick Saban tonight. And my wife she was reading something on her phone and she just looks up and goes, well, maybe he didn't feel so good. That's the funniest thing. Because what if it's true?
Yeah.
What if Nick Saban, maybe his belly was rumbling?
Maybe he was on the NyQuil because he didn't feel well.
Right. Yeah. And then you're trying to make decisions. Maybe you just don't feel so good.
Exactly.
Ah, if I just felt better, I'd probably do
I didn't
better.
Take my Pepsi AC.
That was great. Just that.
Maybe he didn't feel.
If I had water in my mouth, I would have spit it across the room. What was your worst sports moment? Yeah, Seahawks. I was on the phone. Seahawks are in the Super Bowl with the Patriots. They're on the 1 yard line. Not right before that. It was one of the most amazing catches that has ever been made in a Super Bowl. Would have gone down in history. Nobody remembers it because the Seahawks lost.
Yeah.
And I had said that right before that. I go, if we don't put this in, no one's ever going to remember that catch. If we win, they'll remember this catch forever.
And when you saw the catch, you go, oh, this is destiny.
It's done.
It's done. They're going to win. They
I don't
have
remember
to
this catch at all.
Right?
Yeah.
This is what I say to you.
Yeah.
So I got on the phone with my best friend, John. We've been best friends since we were 12 years old, 13 years old. And we have lived and died through a lot of Seahawk football. And I got on the phone with him and I said, hey, man, I'm going to get emotional right now. You know, on the phone, we're both bawling. I'm like, I want to be on the phone with you when we become back-to-back Super Bowl champions. And then Russell Wilson gets intercepted. Literally, I have tears in my eyes right now.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson gets intercepted. And I just went, talk to you later. And hung up the phone.
Oh,
that was that. How long
were you in a funk after that?
There were curse words.
Yeah, of course. Obligatory.
I'm not that guy.
But you're a big sports guy. That's the reason. Yeah. And you love the Seahawks.
There's still a place in my heart that hurts a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I bounce back pretty quick.
Yeah.
But what was your worst sports moment, Spence?
It had to be the year we went Sweet 16, UNLV, and then we lost to Oregon.
Yeah.
That was pretty.
That was Elite Eight, dude.
That was to go to the Elite Eight, I believe. But whatever. I just remember being so invested in that team and UNLV basketball, and that was heartbreaking.
It was tough. That was a tough day. Yeah. But God, those parties were fun.
Oh, they were great.
We were at the Buffalo Wild Wings over on Eastern.
Okay.
Oh, my God. And just like literally a line around the building to get in. It was, it was amazing.
Everybody matching shirts. It just was crazy.
God, it was fun. Jess, worst sports moment.
Mine is my own personal one, and it's doing hurdles. And I thought I had timed it out right, and then bam, face went into the hurdle.
Oh. this is amazing. Wendy, what was your worst sports moment? Oh, maybe I should turn this on so we can hear you.
Hello.
I'm like, God, she's so broken up over it. She can't tell us. Uh-huh. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. Wendy, what was your worst sports moment?
It was when my daughter was in high school and the ref she was playing basketball and the ref made a terrible call. Everybody knew it was wrong. The whole audience booed him. Then they took a timeout to discuss it. And while the timeout, the cheerleaders went down the court and did their cartwheels and stuff. And she kicked the ref in the head and he fell to the ground and the audience cheered. It was like, this was just like timing. It was like a comeback for him to make the wrong call.
Karma.
It was, yes, it was sad. And it was like, oh my gosh.
I don't advocate violence on other human beings.
I know. It was so, the timing was just impeccable.
So it's the worst moment, but also the greatest.
Yeah. Somehow this has gotten twisted. Jay, what was your worst sports moment?
Putting $1,000 on McGregor to win because there's no way he can lose, right? He's going to kill this guy.
McGregor? Conor McGregor?
Which guy?
Oh, come on. I don't even say his name. It's just
Floyd?
It's TMT.
Yeah. The Floyd McGregor fight. You put $1,000 on Conor.
Oh, my gosh. And watching him get pummeled the whole fight. I'm like, get up. What are you doing? And Chet, just so you know, I have no idea why they passed that. He should have just ran.
Oh, yeah. No one does. I mean, I get it.
I feel you.
I've heard all the discussion over it, and I understand it, but I still give the damn ball to Marshawn.
Yeah.
Wayne the Flagger, what's up, buddy? What's your worst sports moment?
Oh, 2 years in a row now, losing the World Series on our own field. Last year was rough, but the one before with the Houston Strong thing, I'm like, oh man.
Yeah, that was tough. That was a buzzsaw you ran into there. But this last year, and you know what? And losing the damn Red Sox too. Losing the Red Sox.
Oh, buddy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So when we originally saw this, when this came through, we went, there's nothing. There's no there there. There's nothing to this.
Mm-hmm.
The premise of it is 6 years ago, I broke up with my fiance. I didn't feel like we were happy. He didn't make time for me. I have a very demanding job. Or he never made time for me with a demanding job. So he had a demanding job. Never made time. She just didn't feel like you know, that this was all going to work out.
Okay.
He was really upset about it. She was sure she was doing the right thing. Now, not so sure.
No. Oh.
Can I try to get back with him? Well, of course you can.
Try.
Yeah.
But can you? Mitigating circumstances.
Okay.
This is one of those where we went, yeah, we probably better get some help on this one to work through.
Sure.
To work through. We want to try to help her. And by the way, potentially helping her is telling her perhaps to walk away.
Yeah. Okay?
All right. Yep. So it's not really a P1's court. We're like, is this a P1's court?
Yeah. We're going to try to work through the problem.
Is it a makeup or breakup? Yeah. I don't know that it falls into any category of anything that we really,
right,
you know, that we have done in the past.
Sure.
Like, is this something, it's a new twist on a, you know, just on another thing that folks go through.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll get into it right after this.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I always root for love, but I don't know this one.
That's a tricky one.
6 years ago, I broke up this. Holly shot this across. 6 years ago, I broke up with my fiance because I felt like we were no longer happy together. He never made time for me with a demanding job. I was confident in the decision. While he was incredibly upset, he agreed to the breakup.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. I know. I just thought it was interesting.
Right. Dun, dun, dun.
He agreed.
Okay. That's what you want.
Yeah. Now I'm 31. So she was 6 years.
25.
So, 25. Now at age 31 and after dating numerous other men, I realized that this breakup was a mistake.
Aw.
He made me so much happier than any other partner has since, and I just didn't realize a good thing when I had it. I stalked him online.
As you do. Okay. Yes.
Sure. And I'd like to make contact. Oh, then I think she wrote this in two sections, because it said I want to make contact, and it says I did make contact. His relationship status says single. I reached out, and he says he wants to get together.
Oh.
That's nice. Okay.
My one concern is he has a 4-year-old son that lives with him.
Oh.
And I'm not sure if I can handle that.
Oh, no.
I'm hopeful I could persuade him that I made a mistake and he was right all along, but that may be unrealistic. Am I making a mistake trying this? Should I just give up on this man? Well, I know there'll be plenty of people that say, no, don't give up on love.
It's love. Everyone deserves it.
It worries me that she has misgivings about the kid.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Because you get in a relationship with a guy with a kid, you have to know and understand that the kid now is part of the equation. And you cannot mess with the kid.
The kid is the main part of the equation.
Yeah.
The kid becomes attached. You can't let that happen if you're not all in.
She burned him once. And from what we can tell on this deal, no sign of the baby mama. So now he's been burned twice.
Oh.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Last I heard, she was doing smack on a street corner in Sacramento.
Oh, don't mess stuff up now.
Specifically, Del Paso Heights.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if she thinks that he didn't have time the first time around, now he has a kid.
And a job?
She's going to have to be third on the
list. Yeah, and I wonder what the deal is with this job.
But maybe her patience is a little bit better because she's in her 30s now. She's dated other guys that haven't been as amazing as he was. So maybe her patience is a little bit better.
Could be.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, she's matured a lot more. Obviously, she's realized her mistakes. She's trying to correct them. My biggest concern is the fact that she is even hesitating about the kid.
Yeah. Right. You know what? I was just going to say, literally, in my head, I was going, you know, sometimes you get the flashing sign in your head?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm the wrong guy to ask. Because I'm always going to say, go for it. Yeah. That's my
love.
It's my personality. Well, and just in general, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Dude,
what's the worst that can happen?
I've dated a guy with a kid before, and it didn't bother me at all. I'm like, oh, it's fine. He's got a kid. It's cool. But then, like, when we got into the relationship, I wasn't as mature as I am now, of course.
Uh-huh. No. Oh, my God.
No. But I realized quickly after being in the relationship, I'm like, I can't handle this. So I got out after, like, two dates. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, it's too much, too soon. And
you
I
hadn't
can't
even met
it.
The kid yet, had you?
No, I met the girls. He had two girls.
So. He brought him into the mix right out of the chute.
The second date, we had to go pick him up.
Wow.
Yeah. He was really close with his ex-wife, and their power went out, and we had to go get him. And so it wasn't that big of a deal.
That's a whole other bird box,
right?
Isn't it?
Yes.
How far in do you go before you introduce the kid?
You know, I haven't been down that lane yet, but from what I
kids 10 years old, you haven't dated in 10 years?
No.
Really?
Really?
Well, we'll change that.
Okay,
let me put that on the list.
But I will say this.
Yeah, let's go back to the
When I was single, I was a single dad, similar situation, kid was older. I had the 10 and 4 rule when I was dating that you could come over after 10 p.m., but you must leave by 4 in the morning so you would not meet my kid. The kid came much late. Yeah. Well, not because my kid would, yeah.
Let's make that final word on that because I think we're getting off into that.
Yeah.
Right.
And getting away. And I did it. I turned the wheel.
No.
All I'm saying is she should get a chance to get to know this guy from 6 years ago again first before worrying about the kid.
Well, and he said, let's get together. She reached out and he said, let's get together. But now, all right. So what do you do? Do you jump? Do you jump or honestly, does she need to just stay out of it? Is she taking herself down a path where she's going to get hurt, he's going to get hurt? Because, well, I have a thought. And
okay.
I think they may be on possibly two different wavelengths.
In the morning, we listen to
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. KLUC.
I usually root for love, and I'm going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you why.
Sad music.
I worry about that. No, this is love music.
Oh, this is love music.
Yeah, sure.
Really?
You were there when I played this.
The butterflies that come when meeting somebody new. That's this music.
Okay.
Is this better?
See, this is love for me. This is love.
This is better?
Right. Yeah.
This sounds like a commercial for that lady product.
I was also in that. That was me in the meadow. Really good. Wig game was strong. I usually root for love, and I worry about this one because I worry that she's coming in too hot. I really do.
Hmm.
She's got all of this in her head. She has built this up to such a big thing, and I just kind of wonder if he's not like, yeah, hey, we'll hang out. She's hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like he's like, I got the kid and all that. She's literally, am I the only one that sees her already envisioning her wedding? The wedding that got away?
Yeah. That's the problem is she's probably going to jump into this expecting to pick up where they left off.
Yep.
And you can't do that. He's got a brand new life. You have a brand new life. It's like you kind of have to start from scratch.
So my only thing going into this was like, yeah, you got to realize that kid comes before you and you got to pump the brakes and you got to be ready for this guy to be damaged goods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. you got to take this so you got to take this Colton Underwood slow. He's the bachelor, by the way. Who's like 47 and a virgin.
He's a weird.
Which there's nothing wrong with.
He's 25.
Still, have you seen this guy? The fact that he was able to hold out, he's the Captain America of Bachelor. Yeah. That he's been able to repel all of the advances.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. He's the Jon Snow from season two.
That's a good comparison.
from season two. That's awesome.
The best part is Chet's ever seen the show, which makes it very funny.
From season two. Yeah. That's really good.
Oh, God.
But I think, doesn't she have to pump the brakes a little bit?
No.
Go full speed?
Well, the first mistake she made was having a couple glasses of wine and watching This Is Us and then stalking him on Facebook. But that's
right about the time she wrote us.
That's in the past.
10:33 p.m. Tuesday night. There you go. Yeah.
I think anybody that is thinking about entering into a relationship with somebody that has to kid should pause and go, okay, I acknowledge that this is out of my comfort zone. But meeting him once again, as long as you adjust your expectations, there's nothing wrong with that. I just saw a thing where this high school sweethearts got married after 50 years. So love.
Check your good feeling story of the day that's coming up.
Well, then there you go.
Well, more on that in just a moment.
Yeah, sorry.
I think it's a dangerous game. Honestly, if I were her, I would pursue a friendship with him more than try to jump back in relationship. And it sounds like she's stalking him to like get back into that relationship status. Like, I don't think this is a good idea.
Like she's gonna come in the door and just try and jump him, and he's gonna
that's
be
what
like,
it sounds like,
and
right?
He's gonna be like, well, hey, like, yeah.
No, I don't think this is smart at all.
What about the fact that he's willing to meet? So there must be something there that he's interested.
She just needs to tread very, very cautiously there. Like, I mean, like, I would not.
They were engaged.
Yeah.
They were engaged.
6 years ago. People change a lot in 6 years.
Sure they do. But you remember how horny you were when you were in your mid-20s.
Yes.
And you know what I mean? And so,
still are.
Right? What do you think she's doing? She's 31. Prime time. She's at the height of her powers.
Sure.
It's right Holly, now. Correct, right? Holly?
Yeah, sure.
I think she needs to slow her roll. Because I don't think that she really knows what she wants. She needs to date Holly. In my opinion.
Oh!
She has been dating Holly
for 6 years.
No, she's been hopping around. I feel like she went from him to someone else to someone else, and now she's like,
I think you pumped the brakes too hard. I don't know. You've gone to the other side on that.
So let me just ask. I don't understand, really. What's wrong with meeting him once? How is that not
There's
taking,
nothing wrong with
is
it.
It. How's that not taking it slowly? You're just meeting him.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
I think you've got to meet.
But go in with the impression that you're going to rekindle a friendship, not a relationship, a friendship.
Right.
Because you don't even know this guy anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Treat it like it's new.
Yeah, bring in a bridal magazine and a couple of kids for the tour.
Just
wear the veil. Wear the veil. It'll be fine.
Up to one knee right there.
In fact, I've got to be honest with you. How old's a kid? Four?
Four.
Yeah. Just when you... When you show up, I'd breastfeed.
I would say just to really bond with the kid.
He must be hungry as well.
Yes.
I'd like the jalapeno poppers. Here, little guy. And just the left one.
Kids You're a smart man. That sounds a real foolproof.
Oh, relationship guru, I think.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I love everything about this, mostly because a 72-year-old woman named Barbara Cotton recently got on classmates.com and looked for her ex-boyfriend. Now, is your grandma still around?
No.
She's not?
All my grandparents are gone.
Okay. How about your mom? Does your mom have an iPad?
No.
I'm envisioning my mother-in-law on her iPad going on classmates.com and looking up old boyfriends. This is what it is. She's sitting there in the kitchen, you know, on the stool, kind of at that, you know, the bar thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're in your kitchen, and she's sitting there and goes, well, I wonder what Curtis Brewer is. And somebody tipped her off to classmates.com.
Okay.
One of her other old lady friends, you know, tipped her off to classmates. Well, if you're not finding what you're looking for on Facebook,
Go to classmates.com.
Aren't those the two places where the old people probably go?
Probably,
yeah. Because you know, your grandma and your aunt and the rest of the family are on Facebook and sometimes get the Facebook status bar confused with Google.
Yep.
You know how that works. Or they comment on every one of your pictures with, nice picture. You know what I'm talking about. So 72-year-old Barbara Cotton recently got onto classmates.com and found this ex-boyfriend named Curtis Brewer. They had dated all through high school. They went to two different proms together, but had to split up because he went off to college. Now she says, Barbara says, there was technically never a breakup. He just went to college.
Okay.
And they just lost touch for over 50 years. Believe it or not, kids, people didn't used to be so readily available. you had to kind of work for it for a while. So they lost touch for over 50 years. They lived in different states. She sent him a message online, and he responded immediately. And it turns out they're both single.
Oh.
You can guess what is going to happen next. So they started talking again. And then in August, Curtis just couldn't take the senior citizen horniness anymore and proposed over the phone.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. They got married in Milwaukee. Of course they did. Of course it was. Uh-huh. Didn't it have to be Wisconsin?
Of course.
I don't know why. It just had to. They got married in Milwaukee this past Saturday, more than 50 years after they originally dated.
Wow.
She says that no one else that she's been with ever loved her as much as Curtis did back then, and it's never changed. And she's always loved him. He's always loved her. For their honeymoon, they're planning to travel the country in an RV.
That is the dream.
Yeah.
And somebody put up a GoFundMe, and if you want to help, just search for Bob and Curtis RV Fund on GoFundMe.com. And God bless you.
Great.
You should also probably throw them a couple of gas cards because that's what really gets you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what really gets you. And that's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Get up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
Man, Kayla did not like the Bachelor premiere last night.
No siree. It was terrible.
One bit.
It was 3 hours. The first hour, they didn't do anything with the show at all. All they did was they kept cutting back and forth to all the different viewing parties that were around the country that a bunch of former Bachelor and Bachelorettes were hosting. And there was a couple of cute proposals in there. That was adorable.
Well,
like,
I want to go back to the viewing parties. Why do you think they did that?
I don't know. To drag it on a little bit longer because it's a cash cow for them.
Well, there's no question. Yeah. Obviously, they're making a lot of money off of advertisers there. If they're going to draw that three hours long. And you said there was about 40 minutes worth of actual Bachelor action.
And I don't know if it's because usually what they'll do is they'll do the premiere. They'll do a little tease before. They'll do the premiere. And then they'll do like an after conversation. Like they'll do like after show with it. But they didn't do that this time. They did it all beforehand.
By the way, welcome. If you're female and not a sports fan, welcome to what sports is. Watch the pregame show for any major sporting event.
True.
And it's basically 40 minutes of real action and 2 hours and 20 minutes of blah.
Ugh.
Yeah, and I really love NFL Network Game Day Morning. Love that. I really love that show. But when you've only got two games, so they repeat stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just repeat stuff. So they'll do their usual like 3 hour show or whatever that is, but then they do 90 minutes and pretty much repeat it.
But to speak to your point of it being too long, Leah Lou, who's a P1, who in the past we've talked to about The Bachelor, mm-hmm. she tweeted last night, she's like, I gotta get up in the morning. I got a baby, I got things to do. I can't watch this whole thing. I tap out.
But you knew it was on till 11. That's the only thing I could say to that. You knew it was on till 11.
Before it was they'd do the show and then they'd have an hour of after show.
Oh, then I hear what you're saying. So, yeah,
like for somebody like me where like I made sure that I took a 2 hour nap in the afternoon so I could actually go watch the show and go to bed. And it was still too long. I had to tap out at 10.
So we podcasted yesterday.
Yeah.
And there was this girl, Bree, who we all saw that, well, I don't know if we all saw it, but if you saw a promo for The Bachelor, they showed this Bree putting on an Australian accent.
Colton, what's your name?
Bree.
Bree.
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You got a nice accent. Where are you from?
The accent is Australian.
Crafty, where are you from?
The accent.
Is really crafty. No, I appreciated that a lot about her.
Accent. Where are you from?
The accent is Australian. I was hoping that you're kind of a sucker for accents.
I am.
What did you think about it?
I love it. I'll see you inside, all right?
Okay, all sounds right, good. Bye. I'm not really Australian, but you have to do what you can to stand out.
Right. And this was all awesome. This was all we knew of this Bachelor premiere.
Yeah.
That's all we knew was that she was trying to stand out. We debated for a solid 5 minutes yesterday.
Yeah.
Of whether this was a good idea or not.
I think it's
on
a
the podcast.
Terrible idea. Because it already paints you a little bit crazy. You're like, oh, okay. You couldn't come up with anything crafty as an opening line, so you went with an accent.
Pretty crafty.
Okay.
Pretty creative.
So that's more crazy than the girl who brought, okay, this Caitlin, for example, brings him a, Colton is a virgin.
Yes.
He's a 25-year-old virgin. That's the big selling point for this show. I'll play the clip, and if it doesn't fully explain it.
My name's Caitlin.
Caitlin. Colton, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. This is for you.
Oh, thank you.
Now that I've popped your cherry, you don't need to talk about virginity anymore.
Yeah, no more, huh?
See you soon.
She brought a cherry balloon.
See you soon. I thought that was an apple.
I thought that was an apple. That's great. But yeah, so she brings
this. This is for you.
Oh, thank you.
Now that I've popped your cherry.
And that doesn't make her look crazy.
All the virgin jokes were a little much.
Who's crazier, Australian accent girl or cherry pop balloon girl?
I'm going to go with Australian girl only because the producer told the girl to pop the cherry balloon.
Yeah.
You don't think the producer told her to do the accent?
Good point. I'll go with the cherry girl. She's the most crazy.
all the virgin jokes that like they were the opening lines were so awkward. Some other girl did like a V card thing where she held out a deck of cards and they all had V card on them. So when he pulled it, it's like, oh, I'm taking your V card. Oh my God. Wow. It was so cheesy.
Okay, wait. So then this girl, for me, this is even crazier. Mm-mm. I don't know. Do you know her name?
Alex.
Sloth girl? Alex.
It's a sloth.
Hi.
How's it going?
Colton.
The sloth.
Slowly walking to him.
Uh-huh. Heard.
It's important.
You take things.
I have to be honest with you. It's so much better the second time. Slow. I do. Lee. That's
good stuff.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
But then she unveiled. She took the sloth costume off in the party. And she's
look out.
Yeah, beautiful woman.
So I think as far as the craziness goes, sloth costume's got to be.
Definitely.
If you're going full costume on it. Yeah.
No, we already targeted the crazy one. Her name is, I have it right here, Catherine, who decided to hand over her Pomeranian, her 10-year-old Pomeranian, to Colton and say, you can take care of this while I go into the party. So we've already targeted the crazy one.
Yeah, but the whole idea of I'm going to pop a Australian accent just to stand out, do better. Honestly, that was kind of
lame compared to everything else.
Entry level.
Yeah.
I think.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Read my lips. This is how it's going to work. One person gives the clue. The other person receives the clue. And the person who is receiving the clue is going to be listening to something else in their headphones.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've all got music queued up on our phones, ready to go, and we'll go into it.
Right.
And then, so then the person will read the phrase that they have written down, and the person who's receiving has to just read their lips.
Yes.
And try to determine what it is that they were saying. How long do you have? 15 seconds?
15 max.
Yeah. No more than 15.
Sure. I would agree with that.
Okay.
You have 15 seconds to figure out what it is that they're saying. to get a point. Who's Spence? You look like you're ready to receive.
Yeah, I can do.
Kayla, you look like you're ready to give.
I am ready to give.
Let's just go, and then you and I, Jess, then we'll go. Then we'll go after that.
Can I say how unnerving it is to have music in my headphones right now while you guys are talking? It's absolutely.
Oh, do you have something else working?
Can't hear you.
I can't hear us.
Yes, I'm
you
ready.
Got. I gave him the thumbs up. I'm giving him the thumbs up.
He's ready.
Thumbs up. He's gave thumbs up back. I don't have a 15-second timer.
And now we can talk mess about him while he has his headphones
on. What do you want to say?
I don't know. I'm not very good at that kind of stuff.
That jacket is stupid.
Stupid jacket.
Oh, yeah. No, stupid golden knight's jacket.
Freaking
stupid golden knight's
jacket. Hang on. I've got one. Ready?
Okay, I'm watching.
You're going to play.
I'm looking at you.
You're watching me? Your golden knight's jacket is stupid.
Okay. Do one more time.
Do it. No, you have to guess. You have to guess.
It's really unnerving because I'm watching his mouth. It's
your
creepy.
Your golden.
Old.
Golden.
You can't be that slow.
And ancient.
Your. Golden.
Your Colton.
Knight.
Your Colton Nice.
Jacket.
Shaquille.
Is.
Injured.
Stupid.
And stupid. How'd I do?
Your Golden Knight's jacket is stupid.
It is not, by the way. It's
no, here's what's funny. Kayla goes, well, now we can talk mess about it because he can't hear us. And I went, hang on. I go, okay, well, feel free because he can't hear you. She goes, oh, and you know what Kayla did. She went, I'm not very good at this. I go, wait, I got one. So I apologize.
No, that's okay. I'm already aware that you don't like my jacket.
Yeah.
But that was, and I came up with your Colton is nice.
Shaquille.
Yeah, that was good.
Where was Shaquille? Good.
I don't think we need to put a timer on this.
I think this is okay.
All right, who's going now?
I'll go next.
Kayla's ready to go. Yeah. And you got one?
Yeah, I got her.
Okay, right. Here we go.
Ready?
I'm ready.
The dominatrix prefers her mashed potatoes whipped.
Your bachelor stories are stupid.
One more time.
Yeah, go slow. Do it one word at a time. One word at a time.
One Try word at a time. Way. Here we go.
The.
This.
Dominatrix.
Exercise.
Prefers.
Is futile.
Her mashed potatoes.
Your mom is hot. I don't know.
Whipped.
Remy?
And she's getting really close to her.
Yeah, like it's going
to
help.
She's getting really close. She moved her microphone and got really close to her.
All right, try one more time.
One more time.
One more time.
The dominatrix.
Topic at hand.
Prefers. prefers. Her.
The topic at hand is BS.
Mashed potatoes.
Your mom is hot.
tell her what it is now.
The dominatrix prefers her mashed potatoes whipped.
It's tough.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
I'm so nervous now.
Little Jess, do you have here? You want to receive?
I'll go first. Yeah.
Can you? Okay.
Takes
her headphones. Where are you going?
She's taking her headphones off, so that way it's the opposite of what we do. She just can't hear anything.
Oh, you can't hear anything now, can you?
She doesn't know what you're saying.
Are you going?
No.
Do you want me to go?
No. I got it.
Okay.
So here's what I did. Here's what I did. When I asked Kayla to give me a word earlier. and she gave me the word loop.
Hey, I can't see your lips.
And then I.
Oh, okay.
And then we all just gave her the one moment. And then I just kept hitting the middle word on texting.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is where the phrase came from.
Okay.
So this is going to be kind of nonsensical, but all right. You ready?
I don't like this at all.
You ready?
She doesn't know what's happening.
Okay. Loop.
Are you a man?
What? You got that from one word.
How did you get that from loop?
She's have her headphones on. Ready?
We'll start over. She's turning off the lights. Because there's some reflection on the window from our studio to hers. Okay. Loop your hair to a Friday night with the red carpet. Okay. One word at a time. You ready?
Okay.
Loop.
I'm still with, are you a man?
Are you a man? I don't understand. Say loop in the mirror.
She can't
do it again.
You.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Loop. loop.
Aluminum.
Your. That's your? A hard one.
Your.
Oh, good one.
Okay. Yeah.
Hair.
Hair.
Two. Two.
Do it.
A. Hair to do it.
Again. Do it again.
A.
Hey.
Friday.
Friday.
Night.
Next.
With. With.
With.
The.
The.
Red. Red.
Crazy.
We're pretty good at this, though. We're kind of locked in. Carpet.
Do it again.
Carpet.
Carpet.
Yeah.
There we go. Nice job.
Put your headphones on so we, yeah. Can you hear us now?
What
can you
that?
Hear us again?
Now I can hear.
Yeah. So all I did is I had Kayla give me a word earlier.
Okay.
And then I just kept hitting the middle button, you know, the middle suggestion
mm-hmm.
when you text because it tells you what you think the next word should be. So yeah, it was loop your hair to a Friday night with the red carpet. I don't know what that means.
Okay. So I want to give you one.
No, no, my turn.
I'm going to give it
my
one. Turn.
My bad.
No,
bad.
My turn.
My bad. My bad. Take it easy. Okay. You can go.
Oh, I should probably turn on my light.
It might take a second, though. Hang on.
Oh, I got a good one. Ready?
Yeah, let me put Bruno Mars.
No, I'm going.
Oh, you're going to do? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening to Bruno Mars. Oh, okay.
Jessica is going to give one to Chet now.
Okay. Turning up the volume. I shouldn't be able to hear.
Okay.
I can't see a thing.
Oh, turn off my light?
Turn the light off.
Okay, read her lips.
There's too much of a reflection.
I can come into Kayla's studio.
Kayla's okay. going to do it. Okay. Here we go. Don't say it really loud because I can't.
Okay.
I turned this up as loud as I can get it, but.
Spence.
A little quieter.
Is a. Chronic.
Rookie. I don't know. Say it again.
Chronic.
Oh, that had two syllables before. Are you doing this other? Are you doing this
one
that
word
again?
No, chronic.
Running. I don't know where we're at. Spence is a what? Hang on. Spence is a what?
Chronic.
Running.
Boob.
Boob.
Sweater.
Twitter.
When.
When.
He.
He.
Runs.
Runs.
Yeah. Spence.
Can I listen to the rest of Bruno Mars?
No, you have to come back in.
Wait, what was it?
Spence is a chronic boob sweater when he runs.
You got most of it. You got like 60%
yeah,
of it.
You're
a rookie
good.
Something.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
About 32 minutes out, right around 8:30 this morning. Next code word for the Big Fat Bribe and your shot at $1,000. This time of the year, that's always good.
Yeah.
Although I know a lot of people breathing easy now that they've, because, you know, this government shutdown.
Right.
Started getting people worried that they weren't going to be able to get tax refunds.
Yes.
Because the IRS is part of the government.
Yeah.
They have ordered them to go back to work and all that stuff. They'll start processing tax returns on the 28th of this month. And you'll still be able to get, you know, if you're getting money back, you'll be able to get money back.
It's awesome.
For those of us that worry that they may have had to have paid. They could have waited.
Yeah. Take your time.
Well, I bought a house last year, so I'm like waiting for that tax return right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that good for you?
It was really good. I was actually very concerned, but then my boyfriend put me at ease. He goes, even if they don't do it this year, which I don't see that happening, even if they don't do it, they'll just do it double next year. It's fine.
I'm your return.
Yeah.
And all that because you get mortgage credit.
Yep.
Is that what you're
exactly.
saying? I got you. So admittedly, I will say this up front. Admittedly, this was planned out yesterday before we knew everything that was going to happen on The Bachelor.
Yes.
So initially, we just knew, you know what I mean? The big talk was, well, this girl, or at least what had Kayla all worked up, was that
it was
this,
everywhere. It wasn't just me.
Understood. But this is what you were worked up about it.
Yeah.
About this Bree using an Australian accent to try and get Colton's attention.
Colton, what's your name?
Bree. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You got a nice accent. Where are you from?
The accent is Australian. I was hoping that you're kind of a sucker for accents.
Do we believe that's a good Australian accent?
Sounded good to me.
They all brought on some Australians later on the show that said, your Australian is not very good, but Yeah, it's fine.
Worked on Spence.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
It's fine.
I am.
Know what you think about it.
I love it.
Doesn't matter. It's only got to work once.
Exactly.
I'll see you inside, all right?
Okay, all sounds right, good. I'm not really Australian.
She's not trying to pass a fake passport or anything.
No, no, no.
You know what I mean? She's trying to
stand out.
Get a rose to the next round.
She's not getting deported for that. She's fine.
Yeah. But she did.
There's 30 other girls. Did she go to the
next
round?
She got a rose to go to the next round.
How about?
She was like bottom five, but she got a rose. So
this was, do they rank them?
They don't, but you always assume kind of like if you don't get the rose right up front, he's kind of on the fence about you.
Nah.
So.
That's just for the drama.
Yeah.
That's because they knew everybody would talk about it. Did the girl use the Australian accent? Did she get a rose?
Yes.
That's why they put it through the end. Don't get sucked in by all this.
Oh.
I'll help you through it. I'll help
Thank
you.
Thank you. I appreciate
I'll
it.
They're all the tricks these producers use. Here was, so admittedly, this was yesterday when we thought that she was kind of the only one that was going to do party tricks. Then there was a girl who dressed like a sloth and I hear you like to take things.
Slow.
Hang on, you know what?
It was actually funny.
I can't let this go. Yeah, she really was good.
It's a sloth.
Hi.
Cold. How's it going?
Time.
I do love that.
Heard you take things slow.
I do, yes.
Lee.
The Lee on the end of it is so good because she sucked him right in.
Slow.
I do, yes.
Thought she was done. Thought she was done. She wasn't done. So this begs the question, though, were the Bree using the Australian accent? Have you ever in a social situation pretended to be something that you are not?
Oh, I have.
Yeah. Have you ever? I think everybody has at some point.
And it comes back to bite you, by the way. Don't do this. It's a bad idea.
Why?
I had one time. I go, my drunk alias is Josephine.
Okay.
So I use it at the bar. And Josephine is a bartender downtown. And so it came back to bite me in the butt one time. I got into this whole spiel about how I worked at one of the outdoor bars downtown.
like at the Grand or somewhere.
Like, yeah, like where you're standing out there and you dance on the bar every once in a while. Like, I pretend like I was that. And then the guy was like, oh, that's great. I should come see you sometime. And then I ran into him like 2 months later and he's like calling out, Josephine. I'm like, oh, wait, that's me. Oh.
I like how you used a name popular in the early 18th century.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was like,
it's unique.
Yeah, no one else is turning around.
That is true. Right?
Yeah. I don't think. When did you... 702-364-9898. When did you, and by the way, bonus points, if you are currently employing an alter ego.
Okay.
If this is, because like when was the last time did you use Josephine?
Oh, it's been 2.5 years. I haven't had to. Because I'm dating someone, so.
Right.
It's been a hot second, so.
What was the purpose of being Josephine?
It's just fun. Just get drunk.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
See how long you can carry it on is actually the fun part.
Have you used a potentially bad Australian accent?
I've not done that.
Have you told a story? Have you assumed an alter ego, another identity?
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla and I debated this pretty solidly yesterday on podcast.
Yep.
About whether this Bree, who was on The Bachelor last night, doing an Australian accent.
What's your name?
Bree. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You got a nice accent. Where are you from?
The accent, it's Australian.
The accent is Australian.
She's smart. I'll give her that much. She's smart for saying that.
Crafty. Yeah. Crafty. At the time, Kayla was like, no, this just makes you look crazy. I said, no, it makes you stand out. Then we realized there was a girl in a sloth costume. About 1,000 virginity jokes made.
Yep.
Everybody tried to say.
So, a girl handed him his her dog.
Yeah, that no, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part. While she went into the party, here, hold my dog. I'm going to go into the party. Oh, look at her. She's got attitude. But at the time, it seemed like Bree would be a standout because she was on all the commercials and stuff like that, which rose the question, and I'm riding with this anyway, and I'm glad we did, that when did you ever assume an alter ego while you were out? mostly for the purposes of either A, attracting the opposite sex, or B, getting rid of the opposite sex.
That's very true.
You know what I mean? That's Josephine. It's good. Like if you
it's exactly what I did. Yeah, if somebody Josephine, came up, I used to use Josephine all the time. Somebody wanted to hit on me. I'm Josephine, and I'm taken.
Yeah, and you weren't interested. Yeah, but here's Josephine's number.
Yeah.
Good luck. That's great. Sin, you and your cousin used to go to the strip and do what?
We used to pretend we were cops because we were decent looking, you know. So we were like, guys have this fantasy about girls in like handcuffs, and you know.
Sure.
So we were like, we pretend we're cops. It's going to get us a better chance with guys. And guys are stupid. They actually fell for it.
This, by the way, though, this just in, girls don't need help.
No.
Girl, most of the time, you just need to be willing.
What?
That's
no,
that's
the
girls
not
don't
true.
Get.
There's a
that's
word for
true.
That.
So
there's
true.
A word for that.
No. I'm just saying, you just have to... Spence, what kind of girls do you like?
I like girls that like me, Chet.
It's pretty simple.
No, and it's always been said, when a guy and a girl, the difference between a guy and a girl when they go out, a guy hopes to get some, a girl knows whether she's going to get some.
That's
yeah.
a fact.
A girl gets
that's
to choose.
True. Yeah.
A girl
that's
is the true. One who makes that decision. It's not the guy. But, okay, that be that as it may, so when, how did your we're pretending to be cops on the strip scam get busted?
Well, but here's the thing, though. Keep this in mind. This was like 12 years ago.
Sure.
There wasn't dating apps, so it was a lot harder to talk to a guy
Understood.
Than it is now.
Yeah, it was your
right?
opening line. But then,
correct.
Okay, but what happened?
So we finally got caught by real cops. Yeah, they were like, something's not right, because they weren't cops from Vegas. And we're like, well, Metro does things differently. They're like, ah, yeah, that's not, we're not going to fall for that one.
You're lucky you didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
For impersonating a police officer.
You can't impersonate a police officer. It's a crime.
Well, maybe we shouldn't say my name on the air anymore.
No, you're good. Yeah. Statute of limitations.
Yeah, 12 years ago.
You really run the risk, though, if some emergency happens, everybody looks to you. Hey, you're the cop. Do something.
I'm sorry. I can't help you.
I love this one so much. So during the day, you're Rochelle.
Right? Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Buttoned up, businesslike.
Absolutely.
But after hours, what happens?
Well, after hours, they call me Roach. That's my nickname. So when I meet people, I can usually tell what kind of party it's going to be. If I say, hi, my name's Roach, and they turn up their nose and go, Roach, I go, Rochelle, you can call me Rochelle. Then if I say, hi, my name's Roach, and they go, oh, Roach, like smoke? And I say, of course. And they say, you want to go smoke? And I say, of course.
Of course.
It makes me a lot of friends as well.
That's so good. I never met a girl named Roach. Emily, back in high school, you used to have an alter ego.
Yes, but it wasn't necessarily an alter ego. My girlfriend was at a party, and she didn't, obviously people would know that she would be the one that was telling me that my boyfriend was cheating at the party. So I texted him and said, Jessica Lombardo's at the party, and she told me, and we made up this girl, this name, Jessica Lombardo. And ever since, I still use that name to catch people in crap. Like, roommates, my sister, I mean, everybody. I'm like, oh, Jessica Lombardo just texted me. I know where you are. So it's so funny. Yeah, so that's like, right.
No, you know what, Emily? You've done a great service. Because for years on this show, you know where I'm going with this. For years on this show, we always said, if you don't want to use your real name, use the name Lisa.
Right.
From now on, Emily, this is your contribution to this show.
From this
day forward, if you are a girl and you do not want to use your real name, your name is now Jessica Lombardo.
I love it.
Yes. Yes. And a lot of people are mad at her.
Oh, she's a total
she's
bitch.
Kind, yeah, she's no, kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and she yeah, spreads a lot of rumors.
All of that.
Yeah, she does. She does that, too.
Gossipy bitch.
Be careful.
Have a great day, Em. You tell that, Jessica. We're looking for
it. Yeah. This is the Chip Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, you know, things become cliche. Things become stereotype because there is a lot of times there's truth.
Sure.
Not all things. Sometimes it's very unfair.
A little bit.
But you know what? People in Alabama, sorry, you're already taking a beating last night college football. But listen, if you don't want people down south to make fun of you, then don't do stupid stuff like this. Cherokee County, Alabama officials had to put up a Facebook post to warn residents, please do not stop and pick up the spilled chicken tenders when an 18-wheeler spilled his load in Alabama over the weekend. Do not. Well, here it says, for starters, the chicken tenders had been on the ground for over 24 hours and are unsafe to eat. Please do not stop.
Oh, that's filthy.
Secondly, anybody who's stopping to pick them up would be impeding traffic, which is against the law. The agency then warned that anybody who was caught could be facing charges.
Yeah, that's a little longer than the 5-second rule.
It's not good.
And I can't imagine they'd be cooked either. I mean, they might be prepared, but like they're probably just frozen.
Even had they been frozen. Let me ask you this really quick too. Is a dollar store still a dollar store if it charges more than a dollar? One of the investors in Dollar Tree wants them to raise their prices because he says when they founded Dollar Tree 30 years ago, that, you know, a dollar was a dollar then in 1986. A dollar now, a 1986 dollar is approximately worth $2.30 due to inflation. So if you're still trying to sell stuff for a dollar, it's not the same.
They don't make enough money.
And they're saying the Dollar Tree stuff is smaller and inferior to 30 years ago when they started it because of the need to fit everything into a $1 price point. And that's why Dollar Tree stock has fallen. Well, which it has.
$2.30 tree doesn't sound as
good. It doesn't roll off the tongue very well.
$2 tree.
That wouldn't be bad.
Double dollar tree.
I like $2 tree. They have Dollar General that now does like it's supposed to be like, oh, everything is a dollar like form. Like it's $2 or $5. But I'm like, I've been in there and there's stuff that's like 30 cents. It doesn't make any, your Dollar General makes no sense to me right now.
Don't we all know what we're getting into when we go into one of those stores?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Not shockingly, they have one in my hometown of Monroe, Washington. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't shock anybody.
A dollar tree?
A dollar something.
Oh, okay, yeah, we have a Dollar Tree here in Henderson.
There might even be two of those dollar stores in my. Might be competing.
I love the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
What do you buy there?
Cleaning supplies. It's great. Like all the Swiffer wipes. I don't want to spend like $8 for a box of two.
No, I'm just marveling how you are so in your element right now. Saving
you can
money.
Take the girl out of the South, but you can't take the South. No,
but what did you do over the weekend?
Oh, I reorganized my closet. Yeah, I purged a bunch of closets.
Yeah, what was the best part of your weekend? You cleaned your closet.
Yep.
This is so her. Saving money and getting cleaning supplies.
Yes, sir.
It's all you.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So the Rebels are in New Mexico tonight, and here's what's kind of fun. New Mexico beat that team up north was like ranked 6th in America.
Yeah. Oh,
and
okay.
New Mexico put a whooping on them.
Yeah, they
so
did.
So either New Mexico is going to overlook the Rebels, or they're going to be really fired up, and we're going to take beating too. I'm not sure which it's going to be, but the Rebels are on ESPN2 tonight.
Oh, cool!
Here's the other thing, and Golden Knights, all those stupid jackets. I'm just joking. The jacket's not stupid, but season ticket holders. Actually, that does look like senior ticket holders those.
Like Arizona Charlie's.
Yeah, at a locals casino, you get the jacket and a fanny pack. But so have you seen somebody else wearing one? They gave out these gold. It's kind of gold there, but it's like mustardy gold.
It's terrible. Jacket. I mean, no offense to the Golden Knights organization, but it's a bad jacket. Like I saw a bajillion people wearing them at the grocery store like the day that Spence got his. I saw at least 4 people wearing them. I saw 2 at the grocery store, 1 at the gym when I was going in. They were coming out wearing it, and
the color is like when you beat the eggs and then put some milk in it.
Uh-huh.
French toast or whatever.
It's shiny and gold. It's beautiful.
I really thought you said something else, and I was so glad your mic was off.
No, I paid $60 for this.
It's
a satin jacket.
What?
I paid $60.
You paid $60 for that?
Yeah, and the thing is, and I know it's kind of 70s, roller skating style.
Yeah.
But the fact is, I wore it the last 2 days, the last 2 games, and they won. So you never F with a winning streak.
Sure.
And I'm going
and now
to
you're
wear
committed to wearing this horrendous thing.
I've never rooted for the Knights to lose until now.
And they got the Rangers tonight. And they're going to win because I'm wearing my gold jacket.
I'm not kidding. I've did this whole bit just so I could ask this one question.
Okay.
Is it like, well, when I used to have a Jeep, and it was almost like an unwritten rule. If you drive past somebody else in a Jeep, in a Jeep Wrangler,
okay,
you either have to flash your lights or you have to wave. So when you see other people, have you seen a bajillion people in the grocery store?
I've not seen a bajillion or even four for that matter, but I would. If I saw somebody else wearing this jacket, I'm tipping my cap to them, and I'm gonna say hello to whomever they are.
Something tells me that it'll be a lot of gold jackets tonight.
Is there a secret handshake?
If they haven't told me about it yet, maybe it's because I bought it and I didn't get it for free.
Oh,
because we have four of us that share our season tickets.
Sure.
Lest you think I'm throwing around tens of thousands of dollars for my seats, I'm not. So he got his for free. Ken got his for free, my buddy. But I haven't seen a lot except occasionally at the game. But you know what? Here's what's so funny.
How many games have you had? You've had them for two games?
Yeah, I've had
two home
games. Two home games.
Okay.
I'll tell you this: the promotions department.
Yeah.
Anna and Katie and Denise, they love this jacket.
What do Anna, Katie, and Denise all have in common?
Well, they're female and they're in their 20s.
I'm female in my 20s, and I find that jacket repulsive.
You're barely in your 20s.
I got a week and a half.
Oh, my God. That's really funny. I didn't even think about it like that.
You right now are on a blindfold on a raging river holding on to your 20s.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
All right, little Jess, who's contestant number one today?
Renee Luckner of the East Side.
All right, Renee, what are you going to do for a buzzer?
Go Knights, go.
That's a good one. Yeah, that makes sense. Knights and New York Rangers tonight.
Yeah.
In your experience from last year, Spence, will there be a lot of Ranger fans there? I would think so.
The Rangers travel pretty well, and I think so.
There's a lot of New York folks that live here. A lot of folks who retired from New York.
Great point.
So, who is contestant number two?
Susan Wolf of the West Side.
Susan, what is your buzzer going to be?
Puckett.
You're on dangerous ground with that one, huh? You better emphasize that P.
I've been wanting to do this since last season.
Enjoy every second of it. Spence will be determining who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned, even though he is wearing that stupid jacket.
I love it.
See, if it was just me saying it, I'd feel bad. But the fact that you're on board with
you do realize that's not going to stop me from wearing it. In fact, it does the opposite.
No, it fuels your fire. Yeah. You're just looking to peacock and, and look over here. The fact that
spread your feathers.
Captain, you got to let me fly.
The fact that we're even acknowledging it is, you win. Proud. It's a win for you. So anyway, Spence is the judge on who buzzes in first. Kayla is the asker of the questions. What's question one?
Congrats to Colton Underwood. His shot at The Bachelor kicked off last night. What season is this for the ABC show? 23, 24, or 25?
24. Puck it.
Susan.
Just
25.
Is it 25? No.
Renee, is it 23 or 24?
23.
Is it 23? Yes, it is. One for Renee. Question number two.
So 9 years after their appearance on Britain's Got Talent, who stunned Simon last night with their return to AGT, the champions? Was it Susan Boyle, Tape Face, or Piff the Magic Dragon?
Susan again.
Piff the Magic Dragon.
Was it Piff the Magic Dragon? Oh, no. Susan, you suck at this.
Renee, was it Susan Boyle or Tape Face?
Tape Face.
Was it Tape Face? Renee, you suck at this too. No, Susan Boyle.
Susan Boyle.
How spoiled are we, though, that we have all of these America's Got Talent champions? Tape Face, Piff the Magic Dragon, your boy Matt Franco.
Terry Fader.
Yeah. All those people. And we, honestly, they're just, you see them at Vaughn's. And so,
exactly.
You know what I mean? We're so spoiled. And people around the world are like, oh, my God, America's Got Talent, champions. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. How many games have the Golden Knights won since you've been wearing that stupid jacket?
Two in a row, Chet.
Two in a row. Well, then, Since Renee is up one zip, we'll make this all-important third and final question worth two stupid jacket game-winning points.
So which Kardashian is getting bombarded with mail from prison inmates? Is it Kris, Kourtney, or Kim?
I got to give it to Renee.
Is it Kris?
And more bombarded? Right. Because I would imagine they're all getting some mail from guys in prison. Your answer was Kris?
Yes.
If Renee gets it right, she wins. If Renee gets it wrong, Susan has a chance to steal.
No.
She has a chance to win. Dramatic pause. Renee's answer is... wrong! Oh, Susan.
Susan, with the chance to steal, is it Kourtney or Kim?
Kourtney.
Is it Kourtney? If Susan gets it right, Susan wins. If Susan gets it wrong, Renee wins. Neither one of you really deserve to win.
No, I didn't get anything.
No, here's what's funny. And they both win. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
They both win. They both win. Well, if you both win anyway, then let's just dispense with the formality.
No, Renee it's Kim. Wins.
Yeah, it's Kim. Because Kim's on this thing of getting folks out of jail.
Yep.
You know, everybody's telling Kim her tale of woe. Or their tale of woe.
Yeah.
And asking for nudes. But that's another story.
Yeah. The prison letter.
But if you can't help me, send nudes.
Renee, would you like Magic Mike tickets or would you like Dino Expedition tickets?
Dino Expedition.
So we'll get you four tickets for Dino Expedition this weekend at the Pavilions at World Market Center, the Dino Expedition Jurassic Tour. And Susan, will you survive with Magic Mike tickets?
Yeah, I will survive with those.
You'll be okay with Matt. I mean, if you're forced to go to Magic Mike, I know it's going to be really hard.
A friend or two.
I have seen that show 10 plus times. It is absolutely amazing.
That's just funny to me.
It is.
That's just funny.
Well, you know, this is the last week for your buddy Mark Chinook. He's done after this week as the host of Magic Mike Live.
No, really?
Yeah, he's done on the August the 13th.
No, and so then what cracked me up, and who's the girl?
Chelsea.
And so at Toy Tribe, Chelsea comes up and flings her arms around Kayla. And I'm like, oh, that's great. One of Kayla's friends is here. You're like, no, you haven't been to the show in a while. When are you coming back? Like, oh, my God. Well, they're both winners, but only one can be champion. And that is Renee Luchner of the East Side. Today's champion. Oh,
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
So we get offered a lot of different stuff to do different things. People ask us to be involved in different projects and things like this.
Yes.
I noticed nobody brought up the guy who's doing a TV show that he's trying to get national distribution on.
Yeah.
Looking for a host, a funny, family-friendly show involving lawyers competing against each other for a cash prize. I noticed nobody brought that up. No real interest?
No, here? My immediate reaction to seeing it was, you're the best at that.
Yeah.
Not only of this room, but probably in town. So even if I was interested,
kind of you.
Yeah. I
Well, I kind of thought they wanted all of us, maybe, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, there was that. I wanted to run this one by you. I realized they only sent it to me this morning, and I was going to bring it up a few minutes ago, and then I realized that kids were in the car on the way to school. gentleman who's a comedian and journalist based out of New York. Wanted to talk about potentially featuring our show in a documentary that they're working on.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. A few years ago, there was a three-part documentary series shot by him on this website that at the time was part of the Daily Mail. You know,
that's big.
Right?
Okay. Yeah,
pretty good, right? And one of the things, and it started out as a laugh, but then he ended up creating, pitching, and writing the adult version of Hamilton.
Okay.
What was it called?
The name of the production is Hamilto. they ended up making it. And so the short version is now they wanted to know if we wanted to be a part of the he's doing a project now. It's called Hamilto FYC and chronicles the PR campaign behind trying to win an AVN. And the AVNs are coming up very soon. And it is nominated in the best clever name category.
Okay.
And I
that's a category.
And they would love to talk with somebody on our show about shooting shooting a part of the documentary with us the week of January 21st. Now, my guess is that Entercom Communications Incorporated is going to put the kibosh on.
Yeah, probably not a good
number. My guess is we will probably not be approved. And by the way, much like in Shawshank, we don't without say-so.
No.
Squeeze a drop without say-so. And that's and it's fine with that. We're good with that. And quite honestly, it's really great sometimes to have somebody. Here's how it usually happens. So we take it to the appropriate person. In this case, we would run this to one of the corner offices. And then they would look at us and go, do you want to do this? And then they will base their answer accordingly.
Okay.
You want to do the documentary about Hamilton?
I'm more interested in that.
It's going to be
my guess it's probably not a good look.
From this side of the room. Just, I mean, personally.
Probably not the best look for the show.
A little thinking. Jess, I mean.
Don't throw me in there.
Could be a part in the sequel. You never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you never know.
Ring the bell. Ring the bell.
Little Jess, if you're in, ring the bell. If you're not in, ring the bell twice. She's in.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Chet Buchanan's 60 seconds of randoms.
Big Fat Rod code word probably coming up next as well. Sonic the Hedgehog, when they originally did Sonic the Hedgehog, there was going to be a backstory. And Sonic was originally going to be from a small town in Nebraska. I don't know why I find that so amusing, but I do. The Sega folks, they're the ones who put out Sonic the Hedgehog. They eventually went, we really don't need this. And so they just went without
it. I just imagine the writer, you know, his name's Simon, and he's like, this is really good stuff. What? How could you not use
it? Yeah, you're cutting that out.
You're
right?
Cutting this out.
Yeah, what?
He's from Nebraska, from meager...
France was the very first country to start using the metric system. They started using it in 1795. St. Lucia was the most recent in 2005.
Hmm.
Isn't it about time that somebody makes a play for us to adopt the metric system again?
I think.
Yeah. What, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago they tried and it was like, huh, we're doing feet and miles. Get out of here.
Yeah, this is what we do.
Yeah.
We're America. I don't know. I'd be all right with it.
It's fine.
It's tens.
It makes more sense.
Tens.
Yeah.
It kind of does. You get people who dig their heels in. Oh, we like it more complicated. This is what we know.
Yeah.
The tallest mountain in the solar system is on Mars. Mars has a mountain that is 16 miles high.
Oh, my
16
God.
Miles, or three times higher than the tallest mountain on Earth.
Wow.
Yeah. The longest marriage ever was just under 91 years. A couple in England, 91 years. They were married from 1925 until the husband died in 2016. I do not want to know.
Assuming they got married when they were 18, that's 100. They had minimum 109 years old before he
died. If they were 18.
That's what I'm saying. Assuming they were 18 when they
it's
got
England,
married.
England. I don't know.
I will say this. My first marriage lasted 2 years and it seemed much longer than 90.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Bazinga.
The lead role in Die Hard originally offered and nearly accepted by Frank Sinatra.
Oh, that would have been completely different.
It's technically Die Hard. Technically the sequel to a movie that Frank Sinatra had starred in called The Detective.
I had no idea Die Hard was a sequel.
No, me neither.
I didn't either. That's crazy.
Sinatra was 73 at the time, so he thought better of it.
Can you imagine that role without Bruce? I feel like Bruce Willis wouldn't have as successful of a career as he has now without Die Hard.
It's always hard to say.
Yeah.
So, you know, butterfly effect. I don't know. But it's okay, good. So you guys were as fascinated.
It's that time.
Oh, my God.
Here's 98.5 KLUC's Big Fat Bribe code word of the hour.
Monkey. Text the word monkey, M-O-N-K-E-Y, to 72-M-O-N-K-E-Y. Text that to 72881 for your chance at
$1,000. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I needed this so bad right now.
Text that code word to 72881 and good luck. Message and data rates apply. We will text you back to confirm entry. Brought to you by 98.5.
K-L-Q-C. I get it, though. I was excited, too. I love monkeys.
Yeah.
Look at him smiling. He's just saying the word monkey. Put a smile on your face.
And I had a joke for you for Friday. Why did the chimp call the locksmith?
I don't know.
Because he lost his monkey.
It was funny.
Chimp. Yeah?
It was good.
It wasn't. It was okay. Bad.
I thought it was
the greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
Little Jess, you want to go first? You never go first. You want to
go
first?
Go first. Kayla Miller's son, who was born without a left hand, they were given news that they had to wait 18 months until a bionic arm came in for them. So Caleb decided to take matters in his own hand. He watched YouTube videos. He bought a 3D printer, and he's made 9 bionic arms for his son.
Wow.
Yeah, in different colors and different styles and all of that. So Caleb Miller,
you can do anything.
The greatest person in the world.
Kayla Joe.
So there's a new record out there for the most retweeted tweet ever. If you guys recall, our boy Carter Wilkerson. From the great state of Nevada. He held the record for the last couple of years.
Well, it's when like
he
carried away. He's from Reno. We don't really claim him, but.
We claim him in Nevada. We don't.
Yes,
yeah,
I'm
no.
With you. No, I'm with you.
Yeah, no. But he tweeted a couple of years ago that he wanted to get how many retweets would it take to get free nuggets from Wendy's. Wendy's ended up telling him a number. Anyway, got the most retweets.
It was like 15 million. He got 3.5 million. They went, well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
We'll give it to you.
We'll give them to you.
So anyway, he held the record for so long. And I'm sorry you lost it to this Japanese billionaire because the billionaire's buying his vote. You didn't do that, Carter. To your reign, sir.
So this billionaire said, if you retweet this, I'm going to choose, 900 people?
Yeah.
I'm going to choose
100.
And I'm going to give you 100?
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you like $900 or whatever it was. But I'll give you money.
Yeah.
And so you have 5.4.
He did $100 million in Japanese yen. And right. Then he was in a randomly slided, which ends
100
up.
100 million yeah. yen, actually. Is what, it's anyway.
The greatest person in the world.
Yeah. Spence.
You know, the tragic shooting of that 7-year-old in Houston, Jasmine Barnes, she's being laid to rest today, I believe. At least the memorial service is going on. Last week, Houston Texans wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins pledged his game check, his playoff game check, totaling $29,000 to the family. It's just come out that Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq, is helping the family and has decided that he, accompanied by a police officer by the name of Kenneth Miles, delivered a cashier's check to Jasmine's family to pay for the funeral, which, as I mentioned, is happening today. So it's wonderful to see people like that with money to step up and help out. So DeAndre Hopkins, Shaq, you both is...
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Shaq was mine, too. Co-signed.
Look at you.
There you go. Final exam for Royal Rumble tickets for you coming up.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
All right, so little Jess, who's on the phone? Oh, wait, I should turn your mic on. There you go. Man, I'm a mess today. I don't even know what's going on.
It's the end of the show. It's cool.
Thank God.
Yeah.
All right, who's on the phone?
We actually might have the answer on the phone, though. You want the real name or the name they want to go by?
I
Mark Mystica.
Thank you. Hey, Mark, if in fact, from now on, if you don't want to use your real name, probably works out better if you're a female, but your name is what?
Jessica Lombardo.
My man. And by the way, bonus points to the first dude that says they are Jessica
Lombardo.
And
additional bonus
which
points.
I realized what Mark was trying to do.
To the real, a real Jessica Lombardo that lives within our audience that will call and say, hey, that's my name.
I'm famous.
That's funny.
That's awesome. So you get what the deal is here with these Royal Rumble tickets, right? I think this is brilliant. And I think we should do this more often. If there's a big event happening in Phoenix, or we could do stuff in L.A. too.
Yeah.
They do stuff out here. Man, if you go out and watch TV in L.A., it's all Vegas commercials.
Yeah.
It's
oh, really?
It's all commercials. Come to Vegas. Come to Vegas. Come to Vegas. I love this idea. So WWE Royal Rumble in Phoenix at Chase Field. First time Royal Rumble has ever been at a baseball stadium. It's happening on the 27th of January, and you've got tickets. And go and have a great Woo! Time. All right, brother.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy is right. Yeah, boy is right. Hang on 1 second. Get those. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Go Knights, guys.
Tomorrow, P1.
Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.